The April 23rd meeting of Peterborough City Council began with a shouting match.
That's
point of order.
No, you don't interrupt with point of order, sorry.
A point of order is permitted.
No, you may not interrupt with point of order.
At the start of the meeting, Chair of Planning, Councillor Leslie Parnell, told her colleagues that she would not permit them to introduce amendments during the course of the meeting. This drew criticism from a number of councillors around the horseshoe. The Thursday afternoon session of General Committee had been called to discuss the city's draft community planning permit system bylaw, which is to be adopted as part of the city's new official plan. The CPPS bylaw will replace the existing comprehensive zoning bylaw and must be approved before June 30th of this year as a condition of the city's agreement with the federal government to receive funding from the Housing Accelerator Fund.
Chair Parnell, thank you. I'm just confused where the idea came that we couldn't make amendments. I made the motion to call this meeting, and the idea was that by the time it comes to us in June, it would be too late to tweak the final bylaw, and therefore this is the time, much like at budget time, where we could put forward amendments, motions, and sort of push it forward to that end goal instead of having it all be done at the end. So I don't know where that idea is coming from, where we can't make any amendments. This is a council meeting.
That was the voice of Town Ward Councillor Alex Burke, who had been the one to originally call for a meeting in which council would read through the CPPS line by line. However, Burke was not the only one to express his frustrations with Chair Parnell's decisions. Ashburnham Ward Councillor Keith Riel was also among one of the most outspoken at Thursday's meeting.
Through the chair, I need some clarification here because I was coming here, but this isn't just an educational. I've been to every meeting of the CPPS. Are still confused, and I'm here to ask questions, but also make an amendment to the CPPS. You're telling me that we're not allowed to do that, not till the final, when it goes to the 26th of June, or whatever that is, and then it's too late, because there is too many questions in this here for me. And you're saying, well, we can ask more questions, but you can't make any amendments.
Chair of Planning Leslie Parnell justified her decision, saying that the interdiction on introducing amendments at the meeting was out of respect for city staff's hard work on the draft CPPS bylaw.
This is an education and input meeting. Amendments, last-minute amendments that have not even been sent to the clerk or the chair. That's not very respectful for one thing, but also there's been so much work that has gone into this bylaw to this point, including public consultation, to make last-minute amendments to all of that work, all of those decisions so far, is disingenuous. So,
my point is that I made the motion for the
talking to media after the three-hour meeting. Councillors Keith Riel and Alex Burke did not mince words.
Guys, what was accomplished today?
Nothing.
Burke cited council's inability to make amendments to the motion as presented as a major sticking point in the meeting.
We had unity. The whole point of calling this meeting in April was so that we could workshop it like we workshop the budget and make any of those drastic changes vis-a-vis a motion now so that it can be incorporated into the final bylaw and not do that the night of, right? Because as you'll remember, June 30th is when we have to have this finished by. The last meeting where they're proposing the final version is June 26th or something.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it's like the whole point of calling this special meeting was to allow us to make those workshopping changes through motions to change or tweak or to push or pull things, certain areas of the bylaw, to have that happen now.
With council left unable to present amendments at the Thursday meeting, their feedback and recommendations will instead be submitted to staff, who will return with a revised draft of the CPPS bylaw to be approved by the June 29th council meeting. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Evan Robbins, broadcasting to you through the facilities of Trent Radio, CFFF in Peterborough.